Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, he's a Democratic National Committeeman and a star of The Daily Show. Chris Wicker joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Fred Locken, Howard Rosenberg, and Sam Kumar. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Chris Wicker. He's a Democratic National Committeeman, and he's also a spokesman for the Washington Dems. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And glad you'll still do this show after your fame on The Daily Show. Explain to folks how you ended up on The Daily Show.
Well, we were lucky enough to get tickets to the debate, the Democratic debate in Las Vegas, in the second row. And sitting right in front of us was a fellow with long white hair and a long white beard and kind of a wizard type t-shirt, and he was pretty much quiet the whole time. And then we wake up the next morning to find out that they're showing that picture of, called him the wizard or whatever, and my wife and I were both caught in the picture. So it was kind of fun. It was on, you know, of course, CNN and The Daily Show and the morning news. So
it was pretty much worldwide.
Yeah.
Let's put it like this. Okay, so
we had to look it up.
Well, let me ask you about the debate, because, you know, first of all, did you have any moments where you needed to leave during the debate because it was so long?
No.
Were there moments where you wanted to leave?
Well, actually, no. I think the atmosphere was really cool, and people were excited. I think before the debate, people were nervous about how our candidates would perform because, you know, it's after two debates on the Republican side. And after the debate, I think everybody was very thrilled with the way the debate went. And so it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so let's talk about the candidates. There should have only been two candidates on the stage, right?
Maybe three.
Who would be the third?
Martin O'Malley.
Okay, but he's showing no numbers. I mean, he has zero numbers.
Yeah, you know, and the thing of it is, is that former Governor Chafee, he just seemed unprepared for the debate, and which is surprising because he's
like
really
Admiral
a smart
Stockdale.
Guy. Yeah, I've heard that comparison, and Senator Webb, who's again a really sharp guy, you know, he did in fact squander his time by complaining about the debate attention. And on one sense, that might be unfair, but in the other sense, most of the questions went to the two leaders in the polls. So take it for what you want, but that could be a fair way to approach that kind of a debate.
Well, and, you know, but it's always a difficult thing when you jump in and start, you know, complaining to the moderator, and the moderator is not going to just take that. But that's fine. That's part of, you know, the debate process. I mean, Ronald Reagan saying, "Mr. So-and-so, I paid for this microphone," was the moment where he became president, essentially, in that debate all those years ago. Do you think there's a danger if you just have Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on the stage that the Democrats can implode?
Well, I think that one of the concerns we had at the beginning of the race is that it would be a coronation of Secretary Clinton, because you would kind of lose the excitement of a contest if everything was a given. And now I don't think everything is a given. And frankly, people are more excited and more interested in it. If I would like to see Governor O'Malley do better in the polls, because he has a lot of good things to say. And I don't know how you get there, because he
money.
Just needs to get well known.
Yeah, money, Chris.
Money is one of those wonderful ways that is more and more important in our political system, which is what Bernie Sanders' big complaint is.
Okay, but, you know, it was interesting because, really, Bernie Sanders, with his line about Hillary Clinton's emails and no one caring about those damn emails, was one of the highlights of the debate, if not the highlight of the debate.
There were two standing ovations. One was in the pre-time when Senator Reid was introduced. Everybody in the auditorium stood up and clapped for him. And the second standing ovation was during Senator Sanders' statement about he's tired of hearing about her damn emails.
The hearings are going to go on this week. By the time this airs this weekend, some of the hearings will already have happened. What do you make of all this? And, you know, Trey Gowdy over the weekend defending his committee, the Benghazi committee, by saying that, you know, people who aren't on the committee shouldn't be talking about what they don't know about.
Well, it's because the committee's taken a couple body blows lately. You had the investigator who was fired saying that he was fired because he complained about the change in focus of the committee to focus on Secretary Clinton instead of Benghazi. And then you had the other Republican congressman saying, yeah, this committee is focused on Hillary Clinton. And then the would-be speaker, Congressman McCarthy, which everybody took as an admission that at least a major purpose of the committee was to drive down Hillary Clinton's emails. So the committee has taken some body blows. And I think Trey Gowdy is a serious person.
A former prosecutor.
Yes, but I don't think the committee is a serious committee. It's the seventh or eighth or ninth in a line of committees investigating Benghazi. And his big deal is that, well, we've uncovered new stuff. So you've interviewed witnesses that other people didn't interview. So what? There's a lot of witnesses that know the very same thing as other witnesses. And other committees did what they thought was necessary to do. So I do see the Benghazi committee as a farce. I don't think Trey Gowdy deems it as a farce. But I think it is, in fact, a farce. And it's designed to keep a purported scandal going during the time of Secretary Clinton's running for the president.
Do you think that this is going to drip, drip, drip all the way to Election Day?
Well, I was worried about it, but I think with what's happened with what's come out about the committee as being targeting Secretary Clinton, and that's who they're obviously targeting now with the list of witnesses, the Secretary of State, the State Department's offices. And I think if
her personal relationships.
Yes. And Secretary Clinton gives a strong answers on the 22nd when she appears before the committee. I think the committee's done. I think the committee is almost done now, and the capstone will be Secretary Clinton's testimony.
And she does have the opportunity and the experience. Because she's been in front of congressional committees before. I mean, for some people, it would be a terrifying experience to be there and have to undergo that. But she can certainly hold her own.
Well, I think so. And the fact of the matter is that the emails, having a personal server in retrospect, was a mistake, even though other Secretary of States did it. There's no indication that any real harm came because of it. And it's really just a minor point. in determining whether somebody's qualified to be president or not, although the Republicans would say that it's everything.
Well, and it was interesting that the president has irritated senior members of the FBI by saying that he didn't think there were any issues in national security that were revealed.
I think he's probably knows and knows a lot, and I don't know why the FBI would be irritated, probably because they haven't completed their investigation yet. And we should be clear on what they're investigating. They're investigating whether there were any successful hacks of the emails or whether there was a compromise of emails. They are not investigating Secretary Clinton.
All right, let's take a break. More with Chris Wicker when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chris Wicker. He's a Democratic National Committeeman. So let's talk about CD4. You've got... Well, the fundraising numbers came out. So Ruben Kiwan is way ahead. He was on the program last week. Susie Lee obviously has a great ability to raise funds, even though most people are not aware of her, but she's a philanthropist in Southern Nevada. Lucy Flores seems like she's been cut off from the money. I mean, she barely raised any. And John Asagura is in there as well. What do you make of this, and what is your concern that if enough money is spent fighting in the primary, that it could end up going to Crescent Hardy in the general?
You know, that's always the concern you have when you have some top names fighting it out for a single spot on the ticket. I wish that a couple of those candidates in CD4 would be vying for the spot in CD3, but that's not what we have. What we have is what you're talking about. And if you spend too much money to get the primary nomination and Crescent Hardy hasn't spent a dime because nobody's challenging him, then that's, a disadvantage. Even though people may pay more attention to the race when you have the primary like we have now with some top names in the primary, the fact remains that you'd need to have the money to carry the race to the end. I have a feeling that Senator Reid, who is so influential and helpful in raising money, will help the eventual winner of that contest to try to have at least an even match with Crescent Hardy. And besides that, Crescent Hardy is an accidental congressman, and so he's got the uphill battle against any of those candidates, I think.
Well, not in rural Nevada.
I mean, not in rural Nevada,
but in rural Nevada, he's got a pretty strong base there. And it's interesting, you know, I interviewed him for the first time when we were back in D.C. a couple of weeks ago. And he's very pragmatic. I don't know if you've ever spent even a minute talking to him.
I have not.
But he's very pragmatic. One of the things he said was a first-term congressman doesn't get to accomplish very much in D.C. And so what he's concentrated on is his efforts at constituent service. I think if Shelley Berkeley or Dina Titus were to answer the question of what's one of their main roles, they would say the same thing, constituent service.
I think that's true. And you know, the House is much more hierarchical than the Senate is because there's so many more of them. And but what you don't want to get to is when you serve multiple terms like Jim Gibbons or Mark Amity have done, and still
Shelley Berkeley,
just be following the pack and not really accomplishing much, except Amity was certainly had a hand in the land exchange in Nevada. But what else has he done?
I think give credit to Mark Amity. Mark Amity, I think, is working very hard across party lines to actually get things done in D.C. He may be one of the few congressmen that does that, and he's not out there spending all of his time raising funds.
We have to appreciate that because I think that happens so seldom.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's the point I'm making, and it's going to be interesting to see if Mark Amity does, as is rumored, come back to either run for governor or for attorney general, how well he might play to both sides of the aisle. I mean, I asked him during the interview, the last time I interviewed him, if his comments in private or public, which are so honest, ever get him in trouble, and he said all the time. All right, so CD3, where's the Democrat?
Not there.
Okay, what happened with Heather Murin? Was that a dream of Harry Reid's to get Heather Murin to run, the wife of Jim Murin, the head of MGM? And Jim Murin is the person who, during Harry Reid's last election cycle, did the commercial that said if it weren't for Harry Reid, the banks wouldn't have loaned the money, City Center would have gone bankrupt. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially it. What went wrong with that
idea? I think to run for Congress, and in Congress you have to run every 2 years, and so you constantly have to fundraise, and you go through this grueling election every 2 years. And in CD3, it's going to be that way because it's not a safe seat for either party, even though it has seemingly been reasonably safe for Republicans so far. But someday a Democrat will win that seat.
Don't tell Dina that. All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it. And congratulations on your newfound worldwide fame.
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Price, selection, trade-in values, three big reasons to celebrate at the Carson City Jeep Celebration event. Celebrate the off-road and get ready for winter with savings on hundreds of Jeeps. Like a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, just $33,700. Or drive off in your new 2015 Jeep Cherokee Sport 4x4, only $23,300. And many more great reasons to celebrate and save at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Sam Kumar is past chairman of the Washoe County Republicans, and Howard Rosenberg is Howard Rosenberg. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, we've seen three debates so far. There's the fourth one coming down the pike of the million debates that we're going to be seeing. These are not debates in the traditional sense. What are these?
Well, they were historically described as joint press conferences. Now they're just social media grandstanding events for the most part. The Republicans are insane with way too many candidates. Obviously, I applaud the efforts to focus on the ones that people are showing interest in. But on the Democratic side, it was a more reasonable affair. I thought it was more cerebral affair. But no, they're not debates. The Canadians do the good debates.
Hang on. When you say cerebral, you mean some had brains and some didn't?
Yes.
Because I watched the whole thing.
I know. It kind of went downhill at the end there, literally at the end of the day.
What do you think? I mean, Sam, are these debates, you know, really helping us to understand? Are they fair? I mean, because, you know, if somebody gets their name mentioned, then the questioning comes back to them, and it leaves people like Jim Webb on the sides going, hey, I didn't get any time.
Well, a friend of mine called it a love fest after watching the Democratic debate. Yeah, it's not generating any light in terms of the policy positions. And speaking of the Democratic debate, it was a question of who can throw more money at the problem instead of giving any understanding of how it's going to be funded. Bernie Sanders' agenda is basically going to cost us over $10 trillion over the next 10 years. Pretty close to a 25% increase, and none of his tax proposals are going to add up. There is not enough money in the system to fund that.
Howard, you were an entertainment critic for 23 years. As you watch these debates, if you are watching them at all, what do you make of this? Is it just pure entertainment?
Sam, I'm amazed that you would say, of course I watched for approximately 20 seconds. Yes, it is pure entertainment. And what's happening is the country is getting a look at what these people are. Because you cannot lie to the camera. All you've got to do is watch their eyes. And remember the old Q quotient?
Right.
How popular you are? That's what this is all about. People are making up their mind whether or not they like this one or that one. Donald Trump is an absolute master at this. He is pulling both sides, and the others aren't. Because he's saying things that most people don't have the good grace not to say, but he's saying them in a way that everybody likes. Don't be surprised. This guy's got an edge, a real big one.
Fred?
Yeah, he's pulling a Howard, as I like to say, and Donald Trump is very effective at it. And under the circumstances, when you talk to the average voters, they're loving it. This notion of the outsider is profound. But we also have to hold the voters accountable for why it's so superficial. Voters don't delve into the facts. They tend to punish. No good deed goes unpunished. And so simply they play to the polls. They know what the voters want to hear, and they are saying that at this point in time, especially for the primary caucus season, to try to win those votes to the delegate race.
Okay, so the first debate, 24 million, the second debate, 23 million. Even the Democratic debate pulled in 15 million, which are huge numbers for any television program, let alone a debate, let alone a three-hour debate. But now the question is, Sam, how do you get these people to the polls, and do you really want people who have been watching an entertainment fest to be at the polls?
Interesting question. I think it'll probably end up playing a role in the long run in terms of the general election itself, especially when you look at a state like Nevada. It's caucus, and we have much, much lower percentage in terms of turnout. I mean, last time we were at about 8%, and if we exceed mid-teens, I'll be absolutely shocked. And I think it's going to be a subset of the people who viewed it, and you know, maybe even people who did not view the debates.
So, okay, Howard is, for the listening on the radio, Howard is on the boil right now.
We do not teach our children what they need to be taught. We are in a wonderful, wonderful country with all of its problems. We have freedoms that no one else in the world has. We can make decisions that half of the world have no idea that they could even talk about much more. We've got to start teaching our kids that it isn't just a right to vote, it's a responsibility. And that responsibility is your responsibility, nobody's else. Now, everybody delving into the things. I don't understand half of what you're saying, Sam. I know that it makes sense, but I don't think that way. And I think I'm afraid in terms of popularity. Do I like this person? Do I trust him or her? And I'm having a really rough time with that.
Right.
Well, I agree. And it's this election in 2016 is going to be probably one of the strangest. They've been getting stranger. But the crop of candidates we have on both sides, so many also ran. You know, Hillary made more sense in 2008 than she does in 2016. But the voters have what they have for the choices. And there's an unhappiness, but they don't know enough about the system to know how to fix it. It's going to be a pretty crazy election.
You know something? When we have presidential candidates going on late-night talk shows and taking part in skits, I'm sorry, it debases the entire thing.
Oh, you know what, though? You know, Richard Nixon was on Laughing, okay? Bill Clinton was on Arsenio Hall.
Does that tell us something?
It tells us that they're trying to reach younger people. Yeah. They're trying to reach
other
audiences.
That is not the way to do it. Sorry. I want to be able to respect the people that are in office, and I can't. Hillary Clinton playing that skit that she did on whatever program it was pathetic. Well, absolutely pathetic.
The Republican Party is not going to make you the outreach chairman for youth, Howard. Thank you so much.
I personally think it's a wonderful idea. I think that humanizing the presidency rather than putting a pedestal is a very good direction for American politics. We have so many not engaged. We have to really focus on the engagement of our voters and then keeping their interest in building their information.
It's the way we're doing it.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back.
Let Bobby Page's Deluxe Laundry get your table linen ready for the holidays. Visit BobbyPages.com.
Bobby Page's, Bobby Page's.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms. Can't do that with satellite. With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home, on your mobile devices, and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit. And for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like IT.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
A proper fit is where comfort in your feet meet. They have a wide variety of styles and sizes. Come in and make your feet comfortable at a proper fit, where one store fits all.
Shop the clearance center inside RC Willie for clearance savings on closeouts and discontinued items, plus incredible savings on new furniture, including dining sets for just $249.
On our next broadcast, the former Nevada Director of Homeland Security, Rick Eaton, will see you then.